Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 16th annual Mix Cares for Kids Radiothon, sponsored by Shaw's and Star Market, was another huge success.
618,324!
Thank you, Boston, for supporting us once again with your generous donations to keep Boston Children's Hospital at the top of the list for pediatric care.
And over $10 million in 16 years. We can't thank you enough, Boston! Goodbye!
So there it is, $618,324 raised over the course of 13 hours with the Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon benefiting Boston Children's Hospital. And as you heard there, our 16-year total is now $10.5 million. And we're just so grateful that you would get involved, that you would call in, that you would make a donation. I wanted to share some messages that we got with some people while we were out of the studio on Friday. We got a text. By the way, Kennedy is out sick today. We got this text, Salt, from the 508. Hey, I just want to say thank you to everyone at the radio station because of your stories and the enthusiasm and dedication. I just called in to make a donation. It never would have crossed my mind to do so if not for this event. So thank you for helping me to help others, which is interesting because you really don't think about it. And if we don't get together and do this event once a year, it can kind of fall by the wayside.
I was telling people that it's not just the money that we raise. It's not just the $618,000 that we raised for that hospital. It's the fact that now people know about that hospital. People that have never thought about that hospital that didn't realize, oh, wow, if I have a child that's in need, that's the first place you should go. That hospital is going to get it done. And it's world renowned. There was an interesting story that Sandy, who runs the hospital, she said, she told me off the air, because we were talking about orphan diseases. And orphan diseases are those diseases that affect such a small percentage, and it's actually almost not even a percentage of the population. It's such a small number of people that they don't get funding for because they're not like big and broad, like breast cancer or you know, prostate cancer or anything like that. And she said that they had a case that within 8 months of the child coming in and being diagnosed with this just disease that they didn't even know was out there, they found a drug and they're on their way to a cure within 8 months. And it's a disease that only affects a handful of people, and that's all because of what they do there.
We got a text from the 774. I'm so happy I just called in to become an everyday hero. Children's Hospital found my diabetes, diagnosed me at the age of 5. I went there every 3 months until I turned 20. Children's is very near and dear to my heart, and I get excited every year when you have radiothons, and thank you all so much. We just want to say thank you to you. I mean, we're out there, but you guys are the ones calling in, and Annie, you saw it firsthand, you know, how people come out and support the hospital.
It really is so unbelievable, and it just, you know, what we do every day is entertaining and it's fun, and then you get there on that day and you're like, nothing else matters. Nothing. It's just, it makes you realize what it's all really about, and it's so important to be there and to really see these kids and these parents and what they've gone through, and for listeners to connect with that experience, I think is an unbelievable thing that this radio station does.
We got a text from Aaron, Tyler's mom. You played Tyler's story song. Unfortunately, I missed it. Tyler is doing awesome. He's almost 6 now. He wanted to stay home and listen to Radiothon all day. Instead, he decided he was going to ask his teacher to play it in the classroom. Thank you, guys. We love Boston Children's Hospital so much. Message from Hannah. My husband and I just became everyday heroes. What you guys are doing is incredible. We love the work there with the staff, how they love the kids so much. I work with children in the social work field everywhere from Brock into Fall River, all the way around to Jamaica Plain, and everywhere I go, they can't stop raving about the staff and incredible care that they get at Boston Children's Hospital. So thank you to everybody who supported. We also got a message from Samantha. She says, I've been a patient at Boston Children's Hospital since I was 4 years old. I'm almost 32 now. I was treated for cystic fibrosis, type 1 diabetes. I have been out of the hospital several times over the past 28 years, including every other major holiday and numerous birthdays. Donations like the ones from Radiothon help those of us in the hospital through unbearable times when we're not home for the holidays, when we're not with our family. if it weren't for Boston Children's Hospital, I may not have made it to 32, which was my original life expectancy when I was 18. So thank you to everyone for your continued support. I mean, to think about that the money that you donated on Friday is going to keep somebody alive. I mean, that's so powerful.
We had a woman that was there with her two young boys, and one was 14, one was 6, and their nicknames were Grandpa, and the other
Peanut.
One was Peanut. And her name was Chantel, and she was a delightful woman. And she didn't even come in there to have her story on the air. She was just coming in there, stopping by because the boys were going to be getting a treatment today at the hospital. And she's been going there for 14 years. Mm. She said that the only time there was a 2-year stretch where she moved to Vegas, and she was like, that was a big mistake because the hospitals there just don't compare. She said, we literally moved back because of Boston Children's Hospital.
So if you missed it again, $618,324 with the Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon benefiting Boston Children's Hospital. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you a million times over, 10.5 million times.
It's unbelievable.
And if you want to check out some of the pictures and the videos, they're all up on the Mix 104.1 Facebook page.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.